Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It is the 2nd of November, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. All right, all you droners out there in the UK, get ready for the first official pro drone race. Oh, yeah. No, drone racing has actually become quite popular, particularly with the folks like ESPN, Sky Sports carrying it now. So the DLR, that's the Drone Racing League, is about to head to the UK. Now, those of you not aware with this sport, and I don't know, personally, I don't know if I can call it a sport or not, but there is some skill involved, I guess, actually sees pilots compete in four-level events that they hope will earn them enough points to qualify for the World Championship. And these courses that they fly on are designed in three dimensions, requiring pilots to navigate tight turns, steep climbs, and avoid large obstacles of speeds of up to 90 miles per hour. And of course, all that is seen through the little headsets that they wear there so they feel like they're flying in their own drone. So, those of you that feel dronified and want to watch it, you can check it on Sky Sports Mix Channel next year. Hey, you guys and gals waiting for your new Apple AirPods to arrive? Well, keep waiting. Seems now that the AirPods may not launch until January of next year. So you're asking, why the further delay? Well, you can only speculate right now because, of course, Apple isn't saying anything, but more than likely has to do with the manufacturing problems. So if they were on your Christmas list, you might want to replace it right about now. Speaking of Christmas lists, this might be on your list, and you can actually get it starting November 10th. Now, that's the Google's Daydream View VR. Now, when it was announced, there wasn't really any date given. We kind of figured, late November, maybe December. But no, it's just a few days away. The device will launch in Google stores in 5 countries. That includes the US, Canada, UK, Germany, and Australia. Also, you're going to be able to get it in certain retail stores, too, including in the UK. You can find it at Cell Phone Warehouse, or EE, for £69. Canadians A can pick it up for $99 at Best Buy. So get ready to throw your cardboards in the trash. The real thing is coming to us soon. And finally, emojis. Yes, they are ruling our communication lives now. And if you've noticed in the preview of iOS 10.2, some have changed. One in particular has really changed. Yes, the peach emoji. Yeah, unfortunately, gone are the days where it looks like a big old butt. Now it actually does look like a peach. So how important was the butt peach to people? Pretty important, it seems, because Twitter's all alive with people complaining about the new peach. So unfortunately, that leaves us up in the air right now thinking, all right, what is the best thing that we can use now emoji-wise that will represent the human behind? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The britishtechnetwork.com, the official website for everything that is British tech. Get on over there, check it out for yourself, get subscribed to the shows, and check out the blog while you're there, too. Like our Facebook page, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And check out our Slack room with our BTN community at britishtech.slack.com. The new show shall be returning back on Friday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 48 hours. But until then, I'm hungry for some peaches right now. How about you? Thank you very much for listening.